Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd of TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today. Day 21, Guard Your Mouth. Today's focus scripture is taken from Psalm 141, 3-4, which reads, "Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity, and do not let me eat of their delicacies." When I first read this scripture, I chuckled because I thought this could be a dieter's prayer. Not dieter in terms of deprivation, but one who wants to be discerning about what passes through the doors of her lips. I'm not sure whether David was speaking about being discerning concerning the things entering his mouth through the foods he ate, or about things exiting his mouth through the words he said. The scripture could apply to both, but I'm inclined to believe he was speaking more about the things exiting his mouth. In Matthew 15:11, Jesus said to the Pharisees who were offended because his disciples did not wash their hands before they ate bread, "Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man." Jesus was saying that what you eat does not make you dirty or unclean spiritually, but that which comes out of your mouth. What you speak reveals what is going on in your heart. As the scripture says, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks," according to Matthew 12:34. While being discerning about the words you speak is priority, I believe you must set a guard regarding the foods you eat as well. Now, it is true that the foods you eat do not make you spiritually dirty or unclean, but they do affect you physically. For example, if there are certain foods that you eat that sap you of energy, then you have to decide if you need to guard against them entering your mouth. If you fail to set a guard, then you are choosing to allow them to rob you of energy, which leads to living a low-energy life. I wrote about the importance of handling little things yesterday, and this is certainly a case of little things, food choices, having a big impact over time. So if you are having trouble with unbeneficial foods entering your mouth or unbeneficial words exiting your mouth, then know that through today's scripture, you can ask God for empowerment to handle both. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.